Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Well, I used to love my blue beat. I tell you, I love my reggae music because it sounds sweet. When my colored people, guess what? Guess what? I love ska.
Ska defines who I am as a person, and I will never turn my back on ska.
Looking back, I have no regrets.
You should.
Remember we used to play ska? We don't play ska anymore.
We don't play ska anymore. We don't play ska anymore.
It's time to have a bit of a skank, and I think that I will, in fact, skank.
Hey, this is Suggs. You're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy on whatever it is, FM. Thank you.
Summer 20.
It's Sunday night in Melbourne, and that can only mean one thing. Yes, it's time for the Lucky Number Album Ska Show with Beefy. It's my third Ska Pod of the week, and I hope you've had an absolute blinder. This is going to be a little bit of a cherry on top of a great, great week of music. Hope you're all staying safe and doing the right thing, and get ready for a little hour of some of the best ska tunes from all over the planet. This is the show where I pick 10 ska albums at random. I do try and cover the whole globe, and this, the fourth edition of this type of show, is no different. This is the show where I roll a dice, and whatever number comes up, I play that number track off each of the 10 albums that have been selected, and this could result in absolutely anything. I rolled the dice, and up came a 6. So each tune you'll hear is track number 6 off each of the albums. We kicked off today's show with a band out of Melbourne called No Nonsense. Weirdly enough, even though they formed in 1980, they were around for about 6 years before breaking up. But weirdly enough, their only album release was back in 2017, an album called Urban Myth. The boys sporadically get back together to play live shows, and they do put on some great live shows, and it'd be good to see those boys out and about on the scene when we can get back to normal. Track number 6 was called Roller Coaster. The boys put out a couple of EPs in the 80s, followed by a single, which, to be honest, didn't do very well, and then the boys disbanded in about 1986. From Melbourne, we're going to head over to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the band that headlined Ska Nation this year just before COVID hit. Yep, we managed to squeeze in a tour, and then about a week later, the world went to ruin. Is it connected? I bloody hope not. The band are called Mustard Plug. I'm going to go back to their breakthrough album in 1997. It was called Evil Doers Beware. It was their first on Hopeless Records, and track number 6 is called Go!
Last night I drank the soul, bounced my beach balls back red, white, all over. Her boots were trapped behind closed doors. We spent the entire basket season slaving over. Sinking in semen, for the lands of rotty love charm.
Absolute cracker. Out of Widnes in the northwest of England. They're called Zen Baseball Bat. They've only really done two albums, but two of the greatest named albums in the history of music. Their last release was called For Refund, Insert Baby, way back in 2004. The track I played was called Tide Marks and Dispensers off their 2000 effort, I Am the Champion Concrete Mixer. And it is an absolute top listen. Both of those releases are on Moonscar Records in the UK, and they went into hibernation for quite a while, but they have turned up in 2020 with new music. Oh yeah, back in the studio releasing singles. We've played a few on the Scar Show with Beefy already. Great to see these guys. I managed to catch them live in Norwich in 2004 when I was over there. What a band. What a live act they were. Before Zen Baseball Bat, we heard Mustard Plug, the headliners of the 2020 Scar Nation Tour of Australia. Those guys are out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. They were formed in 1991. They've done seven studio albums. I chose Evil Doers Beware, basically their breakthrough album from 1997. A big shout out to Dave Kirschgessner and the rest of the boys, and I hope their memories of Australia are pretty strong, because like I said, it's all gone a bit crazy since then. Hope you're doing well, boys, and we hope to see you back in Australia sooner rather than later. You're listening to the Lucky Number Scar Show with me, Beefy, the show where I grab 10 albums, I roll a dice, and I'll play that number track off each of the 10 albums. We're going to go across the ditch to New Zealand now. This is a band that have been around since 1989. They basically did an apprenticeship of about 25 years before splitting up, but they have been putting themselves back together again and doing shows every now and again. They're called The Managers. They're out of Auckland in New Zealand. They released an album in 2003 called Special. We're going to hear track number 6. Of course we are. Every song on this show is track number 6. It is called Out of Breath. These guys are called The Managers. They're out of Auckland, New Zealand. Gomate, gomate, gora, gora.
Covered with time, can't have sentimental lefties packing, tears of a lonely clown. Muscling in on your racket, since you've asked, I take offense. Heat in your kitchen, can I hack it? We're going nowhere on the fence. So time will tell, in or out. Every action's so intense. Tell me what you're thinking, don't leave me in suspense. Music's gone, we lost our song. You don't say, let's go to Bill. Something's wrong, we left it too long and both ran out of breath. So what's so wrong, we left it too long. You don't say, let's go to bed. Something's wrong, we left it too long and both ran out of breath.
C'est le ska. Manon, on vient danser le ska. Magnolia na cielu 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 ska.
Out of Montreal in Canada, those guys are called the Kingpins, 1998, Let's Go to Work. That track was, now my French isn't great, Manon, viens danser le ska. I think that means Manon, let's dance to ska, or let's dance the ska, possibly. I don't really know, I should have looked it up. They were around from 1994 to 2004 before splitting up. Let's Go to Work was their second album, put them on the ska scene for good. I did hear a while ago that the Kingpins were looking to get back together to do some special recording or some special live show, so hopefully that is still in the works. Before the Kingpins, we went to Auckland, New Zealand, the managers, off their 2003 special album that was called Out of Breath. From Auckland to Montreal to Amsterdam, one of the leaders in the ska explosion years. These guys were a Dutch band on an English label, Mr. Review, formed by Roel Ording and Arne Visser. Their debut album for a Dutch band was called Walking Down Brentford Road, and obviously Brentford Road was where the legendary Studio One recording studio was in Jamaica. This was from 1989. The band were around from 1983. They did split up in 1998. But they've been back since 2013. They've done 6 studio albums, but like I said, we're going back to their debut, Walking Down Brentford Road from 1989. Track number 6 is called Chasing.
Now it's getting out of hand. you think that you got the answer now? And you've been praying about it. You've asked them to remove your fear right now. So you analyze it. You think you have control. Then you realize this time that you let go is not your time. Yeah. Cry about it, the tears can help you heal inside. I know you lost your mind now, and you just tell yourself to hide. Still you analyze it, you think you have control. Then you realize this time that you let go is not your time. Yeah.
The wonderful Goldfinger from Los Angeles, California. The self-titled album from 1996. Track number 6 is called Anxiety. And what a hit. They've been during isolation, releasing some great isolation videos. I think it's safe to say that John Feldman and the boys inspired a whole lot of these isolation videos, and they did it very, very well. And a lot of acts followed suits with what they were doing, and they have absolutely torn the house down. Formed in 1994, they basically stopped recording in the mid-2000s. They're still out there playing, and they've added Mike Herrera from MXPX, and they are absolutely rocking it. Managed to get to see them in Melbourne last year. They were the support act for Millencolin and blew the place away. They were brilliant. I can't wait to see Goldfinger come back and play some live shows because they absolutely tore the place up. It was awesome. Big breakthrough was when they put out Superman, and it was part of the Tony Hawk Pro Skater game. That was off Hang-Ups, and probably their biggest commercial success to date. Before Goldfinger, we heard Mr. Review out of Amsterdam, a band that formed in 1983. Roel Ording and Arne Visser. I chose Walking Down Brentford Road, their debut album from 1989, and we heard Chasing. You are listening to the Lucky Number Album Scar Show with Beefy, the weekend edition where we get 10 random ska and ska punk albums. We roll a dice, whatever number comes up, we play that number track off each of the albums. This is only the 4th show I've done like this. If you have a suggestion for any album, please jump on the Facebook page, just look up The Ska Show with Beefy, or get me through Twitter at Beefy Ska Show. Send me suggestions. I'd love to have this show driven by you guys, because at the end of the day, it is you guys that count, and the less work I have to do, the better it'll be. There are 3 ska pods every week off the back of the live show that I do in Melbourne on a Tuesday night. The first ska pod comes out on a Wednesday. It's the first hour of the live show. And the second ska pod is generally out on a Friday, which is the second hour of the live show. Always a little bit different. It's a lot more varied in what I include in the playlist. There's all sorts of genres focused around ska. So I do a bit of punk rock. There's a bit of dub in there. There's always the world famous cover section. So we have a lot of fun with the second hour. It's just very, very different, which is proving to be an absolute winner with all you guys out there. I do want to thank everyone. We have just hit 1,000 likes on the Facebook page, and I couldn't have done it without you guys. Every band from all over the world that has been involved, I really, really do thank you for your help in sharing and promoting what I have managed to conjure up over the past 3 years. I really, really do appreciate it. If you are in a band and I haven't played your music, please get in touch with me. Send me your new releases. Send me some tracks you want me to play. I will get them on the show in one way or another. other. If you're recommending your own album to be involved in the Lucky Number Album Scar Show with Beefy, then feel free to do that too. Right, let's get back to the show. I'm going to go up to Brisbane right now, a band that I kind of fell in love with when I first came to Australia way back in the mid-90s. Unbelievably, I actually ended up playing in their cricket team. Yep, there is a Bands Cricket League up in Brisbane. I hope it's still going. I haven't kept in touch with too many people up there. We had a lot of fun playing cricket with all the other bands. It was a great distraction to Sunday afternoons, and especially after bands were doing late shows on Saturday nights, some of the scenes were pretty unforgettable. This band no longer play together, but I am very, very desperate to get them back together to do a reunion show or four. I was very close last year, but unfortunately, one of their members was away on business and couldn't make the dates. I will keep trying. They're called Wiseacre. Their really only full-length album was called Step Up. They released in 2006. A massive shout out to Jimmy, Tim, Greg, Cam, Johanna. Track number 6 is My Only Getaway.
We'll be right back. happy that I wear sweating belts. Her and I are so happy that I wear sweating belts. Yeah, I'm the happiest man you'll ever, ever meet in your life. Because I went down to the church and made my bed of my life.
I love them. I love them a lot. Death of Guitar Pop. Top Cat and Silky from Essex in England, just north of London. They are putting out some great stuff, totally DIY. Their debut album was called 69 Candy Street. They released it in 2017. That track, track number six, was called Song About My Bird. They have a great sound. They've done two albums to date. The second album was called In Over Our Heads. And here's some news for you. They are just starting crowdfunding for album number three. It's already called Pucker Sounds. If you can support this totally DIY band, please jump on their Facebook page, show your support, help the boys out, because they are the future of ska. I absolutely love what they do, and I will get to see them live one day. Well, perhaps I'll bring them out to Australia, you never know. Before Death of Guitar Pop, you heard Wiseacre out of Brisbane in Queensland in Australia. That was off Step Up from 2006. That track was called My Only Getaway. If you can, check out Make Those Bodies Sing, which was their debut album. It's an absolute belter. Right, we've rapidly come to the end of the Lucky Number album Ska Show with Beefy, your weekend edition of the second best ska show on the planet. Please check out our Facebook page, The Ska Show with Beefy, and through Twitter at Beefy Ska Show. I don't bother with Instagram at the minute. It's getting a bit too much to do a live show and three ska pods a week, plus quite a bit of other media I'm involved in. Give the Facebook page a big lick. We are over the 1,000 likes, which I'm truly appreciative of. If you're in a band, please send me your music. I will listen to every submission through, and I will try and get it on the show. If you want a request or just want a shout out, or you've got a recommendation for the Lucky Number album Ska Show, then get in touch. I will do my absolute best to honour your wishes. I'll be back on Tuesday with the live show. I do hope you're all well and staying safe and doing the right thing. Obviously, if you're in Melbourne, you've got to stay at home, because we are in lockdown for another 5 weeks. Normally, I preach the virtue of getting out and supporting your local live music scene, but I know that it's been pretty slow to get back up and running, and I am seeing there's a few gigs being advertised, so when we can get out and about again, the first thing we need to do is get out and see a live band. If you can't see a live band, please continue to support your favourite bands through buying their music or buying some merch or just chucking them a few quid through their Bandcamp pages. I reckon they would really, really appreciate it right now. Most bands have had their income cut by over 90%. It is a real tough time for everyone. I'm going to finish this edition of the Lucky Number album Ska Show with Beefy off with a band, as I kind of always do, from Jamaica, the birthplace of ska. These guys were essentially Lee Scratch Perry's house band. They had a huge hit in the UK, got to number 5 in the UK charts with Return of Django. And I'm going to go to that album, Return of Django, from 1969. They were around from about 1967, right up until when Lee Scratch Perry's record label ceased to exist in the late 70s, probably 1979. That was called Black Ark Records. They were called the Upsetters, and they had a bit of a revolving door of artists. Essentially, whatever musicians were recording music in the studios at the time, Lee Perry just basically got them together and they recorded music. It was as simple as that. It's very difficult to work out how many albums they actually put out. It does vary in numbers from 10 to 22, but they proved a very, very successful act for Lee Scratch Perry. We always go back to our Jamaican roots on this show, and I am pleased that we can include the Upsetters. Track number 6 off Return of Django is called Night Doctor. I will be back next week. This has been the Lucky Number Album Ska Show with Beefy. Stay safe, everybody.
There, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.